I table the committee's report on the Division of Revenue Bill for 2025. Fellow South Africans, there can never be a debate. Any budget isn't just a matter of numbers or just a framework. It is an expression of the people's dreams. It is a hope that the people of this country will have more police, more jobs, and ultimately healthcare in their communities. So when we treat this matter today, we are conscious of the fact that this must always be an expression of the people's budget. It gives expression to our constitutional framework designed to promote cooperative governance, appropriate accountability, and service delivery. So when we look at the over 2 trillion rand national budget between the three spheres of government, let's be cognizant of the people we are speaking about. We consider the Division of Revenue Bill when our country's national fiscus is under severe strain. And therefore, the first point the committee wants to make, without a shadow of a doubt, is that our dilemma is that we desperately need growth. Our country needs investment. And however way we look at it, if we don't achieve the above, we will continuously be doing more borrowing, higher taxes, and ultimately another fuel levy. It's also important that at the core face of where our people live, they are feeling it, that services aren't always being delivered, because as much as the government is in severe debt, so are our citizens. SALGA affirms the fact that for many people, they are living from hand to mouth and ultimately not able to pay for their services. Fellow South Africans, it is thus important that when we consider all the appropriations, that we do so fiscally and we do so prudently. I want to welcome, and this House can celebrate, the removal of the VAT hike that was tabled in the budget. It would have placed disproportionate burden on the poor during what is already a tough economic crisis. I also want to suggest that we need to think harder about how we expend our revenue streams. It cannot be so that our only process to prosperity is taxation. We need to think about how we increase, if to decrease, illicit financial flows that continue to drain our fiscus, eliminate wasteful expenditure and corruption. And in this regard, we also welcome the increase in funding towards SARS in the elimination of illicit traffic financial flows. The Division of Revenue this year, as a framework, allocates 42% to provinces, 48% to the national sphere, and 9.7% to local government. With all the pressures that are before us, I think there are three issues we need to think about. The first is the question of debt, and therefore, as a committee, we note the fact that there's an increasing target as to when debt to GDP will mature. And therefore, Minister, I want to welcome your invitation to say, let us as a committee work together to ensure that the additional loan that has been put by the World Bank can be processed by this Parliament. The second is the question of data. It's important, honourable members, that we get accurate data when we are processing information. Census results have told us that municipalities are using outdated data models, which distorts the provincial equitable share and the local and the municipal equitable share. The third is that we need to think harder about our municipalities. They are all stating the fact that the 90-10 formula isn't working. So I welcome the review on the white paper, but more must be done to ensure that we deliver. Minister, it's important that we acknowledge the 19.5 billion rands allocation towards education and the increase towards early childhood development from 17 rand to 24 rands. More can be done, and we can improve the quality of our children at that level. I want to highlight the fact that more must be done to capacitate our crime-fighting mechanisms. Fellow South Africans, I want to, as I commend this report for adoption, highlight that our game now in town must be, how do we improve efficiency? These are the three recommendations this committee would like to make. Is that a comprehensive audit of review of government agencies must be undertaken to ensure that we deal with efficiency in spending of public funds. We must bring these spending reviews in line to make sure that all of us have bang for our buck. This is about the dreams of our people. Let's reduce the increase of debt. Let's ensure as a parliament that we can table a new budget next year that expresses more of the dreams of this people. I thank you, honourable members. I support the bill. Thank you.